Radio On The Go News.
With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting. Friday, 29-year-old Rafael Perez Mercado of Belmont pled guilty in U.S. federal court in Sioux City of conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and possession with the intent to distribute meth. During the investigation, it was also determined that Perez Mercado was illegally in the United States. He admitted on or about September 2020 and continuing to on or about October 22, 2020, he and others were responsible for the distribution of over 10 pounds of methamphetamine in the Wright County area. Sentencing will be set after a pre-sentence report is prepared as Perez Mercado remains in the custody of the U.S. Marshal. He faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 10 years in prison. Law enforcement officials say a 63-year-old Waverly man died when farm equipment fell on him. The Bremer County Sheriff's Office said Dale Clewell died Thursday in an apparent accident in a field north of Waverly. Deputies called to the scene say Clewell was working on a field planter when a jack lifting it moved, causing the equipment to fall on him. He died at the scene. Last night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Office transported from Appanoose County 16-year-old Isaiah Harwood of Centerville, who was wanted on a Hardin County warrant for a probation violation from the original charge of willful injury causing bodily injury. Harwood is being held at the Hardin County Jail. Yesterday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Office arrested 36-year-old Ryan Smuck of Iowa Falls on a warrant for failing to appear at a hearing from the original charge of an OWI. Smuck was later released from custody. The Butler County Sheriff's Office Sunday afternoon received the report of a theft case from the 23,000 block of Liberty Avenue northwest of Parkersburg. About $1,200 worth of scrap iron was reported as stolen. Sunday morning, the Hampton Police Department arrested 30-year-old Lauren Johnson of Hampton on a warrant for failing to appear from the original charges of three counts of forgery. Johnson was ordered held on bond at the Hardin County Jail. Saturday night, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 19-year-old Dominic Perks of St. Louis, Missouri for possession of marijuana. Perks was later released from custody. From midday Sunday through midday yesterday, the number of positive tests for COVID-19 in the Radio On The Go broadcast area increased by 16. Statewide, there have been over 389,000 positive tests since the pandemic began. Four more recoveries were reported in the local area. There have been about 341,000 recoveries since the pandemic began in Iowa. In addition, over 2,061,000 doses, again, that's over 2,061,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been given in Iowa as of midday yesterday. Butler County Public Health will be holding a COVID-19 vaccine clinic in Allison Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. To make an appointment, call 319-267-2934. Again, 319-267-2934. Today, the Butler County Board of Supervisors will discuss the American Rescue Plan Act. We'll consider the plans for a bridge replacement project, and we'll meet with Spear Financial to discuss a bond review. The Butler County Board of Supervisors meet today at 9:30 a.m. and will be available to the public via Zoom. The Iowa Department of Transportation is looking to bring back a popular holiday feature at the state rest stops. Rest Area Administrator Steve McMiniman says they hope to bring back local groups which provide snacks for travelers during the July 4th weekend.
Unless we see some other spike in the COVID situation. But I think because it's outside, people are being more cautious. I think we probably will, but we haven't really decided to go ahead with that yet.
Now, he says they won't be ready to allow the groups during this Memorial Day. Labor Day is the other holiday where groups are allowed to offer free refreshments with a suggested donation.
Any non-carbonated drinks, you can't have pop or anything like that, but water, coffee, lemonade, stuff like that, homemade goods, cookies, donuts, whatever. They can't charge for it, but they are allowed to accept donations, which they do. Some groups do pretty well with that.
He says there's usually a big demand from the groups.
We like the busier sites, typically the I-80, where there's more traffic. Some groups apply every year. They can get one day, they can get multiple days. The times are, you know, set up for on their application so we know who's going to be there. They're also allowed to put up a sign saying they're sponsoring such a Lions Club or whatever it may be.
He says the use of the rest stops has been increasing.
The traffic on the interstate is noticeably picked up, and even our visitations have noticeably picked up already this year. We're using, in some cases, almost twice the water we did at some of these sites just a month ago.
McMiniman says the cost of maintaining some of the smaller sites have increased as they have had to increase the amount of staff time needed to clean and sanitize them. The city of Hampton will be flushing water hydrants throughout the city as part of routine maintenance for water lines. The sequence of town quadrants affected will be southwest, southeast, northwest, and ending in northeast Hampton. Customers are reminded that the maintenance may impact their water pressure temporarily during the hours of 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., as well as possibly increase the amount of rust in their water. Discoloration of clothes may occur if laundry is done during this time. It's recommended customers check for water discoloration and run cold water until clear if necessary, and this is expected to be a two-week process. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program, Butler County Public Health Director Jennifer Becker, provide an update on COVID-19 in her county. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. The latest Iowa crop report shows that abnormally low temperatures meant that farmers were not planting row crops for most of last week, and statewide there were just 4.7 days suitable for field work during the week ending on Sunday. Field work activities for the past week included applying anhydrous and dry fertilizer, spreading manure, tilling fields, and planting. Per the latest report, only 4% of Iowa's corn crop has been planted, and nearly two-thirds of Iowa's expected oat crop has been planted, which is 5 days ahead of last year and 6 days ahead of the five-year average. Statewide, 12% of the oat crop has emerged, which is 2 days ahead of average. Iowa State Extension says as of yesterday, the average 4-inch depth soil temperatures were still very cool as Hancock and Cerro Gordo counties each reported 45 degrees, while 46 degrees was reported in Franklin County. The soil temperature of 47 degrees was found in Floyd, Wright, Butler, and Hardin counties, while the average 4-inch depth of soil temperature in Grundy County was 48. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 42, and the low of 27. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.